Harper Perennial and Harper Audio present Rebel, The Nathaniel Starbuck Chronicles, Book 1, by Bernard Cornwell, performed by Andrew Cullum.
Rebel is for Alex and Kathy de Jong, who introduced me to the Old Dominion. Part 1. Chapter 1. The young man was trapped at the top end of Shoko Slip, where a crowd had gathered in Carey Street. The young man had smelt the trouble in the air, and had tried to avoid it by ducking into an alleyway behind Kerr's tobacco warehouse. But a chained guard dog had lunged at him, and so driven him back to the steep cobbled slip where the crowd had engulfed him.
"You going somewhere, mister?"
a man accosted him. The young man nodded but said nothing. He was young, tall and lean, with long black hair and a clean-shaven face of flat planes and harsh angles. Though at present, his handsome looks were soured by sleeplessness. His skin was sallow, accentuating his eyes, which were the same grey as the fog-wrapped sea around Nantucket, where his ancestors had lived. In one hand, he was carrying a stack of books tied with hemp rope, while in his other was a carpet bag with a broken handle. His clothes were of good quality, but frayed and dirty, like those of a man well down on his luck. He betrayed no apprehension of the crowd, but instead seemed resigned to their hostility as just another cross he had to bear.
"You heard the news, mister?"
The crowd's spokesman was a bald man in a filthy apron that stank of a tannery. Again the young man nodded. He had no need to ask what news, for there was only one event that could have sparked this excitement in Richmond's streets. Fort Sumter had fallen, and the news, hopes, and fears of civil war were whipping across the American states.
"So where are you from?"
the bald man demanded, seizing the young man's sleeve, as though to force an answer.
"Take your hands off me!"
The tall young man had a temper.
"I asked you civil,"
the bald man said, but nevertheless let go of the younger man's sleeve. The young man tried to turn away, but the crowd pressed around him too thickly, and he was forced back across the street toward the Columbian Hotel, where an older man dressed in respectable though dishevelled clothes had been tied to the cast-iron palings that protected the hotel's lower windows. The young man was still not the crowd's prisoner, but neither was he free unless he could somehow satisfy their curiosity.
"You got papers?"
another man shouted in his ear.
"Lost your voice, son?"
The breath of his questioners was fetid with whiskey and tobacco. The young man made another effort to push against his persecutors, but there were too many of them, and he was unable to prevent them from trapping him against a hitching post on the hotel's sidewalk. It was mid-morning on a warm spring day. The sky was cloudless, though the dark smoke from the Tredegar ironworks and the Gallego mills and the Arthur Snyder stove factory and the tobacco factories and Talbot's foundry and the city gasworks all combined to make a rank veil that haloed the sun. A Negro teamster, driving an empty wagon up from the wharves of Samson and Pay's foundry, watched expressionless from atop his wagon's box. The crowd had stopped the carter from turning his horses out of Shoko Slip, but the man was too wise to make any protest.
"Where are you from, boy?"
The bald tanner thrust his face close to the young man's.
"What's your name?"
"None of your business." The tone was defiant.
"So we'll find out."
The bald man seized the bundle of books and tried to pull them away. For a moment, there was a fruitless tug of war. Then the frayed rope holding the books parted, and the volumes spilt across the cobbles. The bald man laughed at the accident, and the young man hit him. It was a good hard blow, and it caught the bald man off his balance so that he rocked backward and almost fell. Someone cheered the young man, admiring his spirit. There were about 200 people.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?